Thank you for calling customer support. This is Mitra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name's Harold Hedrick. We've got a charge from you. Excuse me. For $59.89, we called. We didn't want it. It was an ad y'all had through Walmart for a mixer, but it wasn't that. It was a fraudulent thing from you all. I'd like to have that $59.89 put back on my credit card. I put a dispute in through with the bank, and they said there would have to be a three-way call. We tried that. Nobody'd answer the phone. So you need to issue my $59.89 credit. If you can't do it, let me have a supervisor so I can get this straightened out.
Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
24368.
I'm sorry, say it again for me.
24368.
Can I get your name, please?
It's Harold R. Hedrick, but I'm calling for my wife, Audrey C.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me.
I don't know whether it was P.O. Box 274 or 410 West Bumgardner. And we got a confirmation that it was canceled, but the credit's never been issued back to my credit card. We got a confirmation on the email.
I do see here this is for our contest entry.
No, it was false advertisement through Walmart. We thought we was getting a deal, but we got hacked for $59.89, and it's a little ridiculous that we canceled it and hadn't been added back to my credit card. And we got a confirmation from y'all to have it done.
Okay, she canceled the account, but she said she disputed it with the car company, so we told her to call back with the car company so we can issue the refund. But
the card company is Visa.
Mm-hmm. They would have to call us to verify there's
no
disputed process.
Listen to me. We've done that. The bank called. Nobody answered the phone, so they disconnected. It's a dispute through the credit through them. I want my money back, and I want it now.
We can't issue a refund, sir, if there's a disputing process. That's how we need the car company to call us.
The dispute's been going on for 2 weeks. I think it's a little ridiculous.
Well, if a dispute's been going on, sir, we can't issue the refund until your car company calls us to say they'll drop the dispute. I can't hear you, sir.
Have you got a supervisor?
They would divide you with the same information, sir.
Well, I'm going to call the bank again.
Okay.
And when they call somebody, better answer it. Because it's just a little ridiculous. It's been 4 weeks.
Okay, well, as soon as you can get them to call us, we can get the refund, sir.
Listen to me. I'm a retired military person. $59.89 to fill my gas tank up.
I understand that.
Then the bank's, excuse me, I'll call the bank and get a three-way conversation going.
Okay.
Because they have filed a dispute. They showed where they filed it.
All right. We can't issue a refund if you do file a dispute.
Why can't you?
Because it's a dispute process, sir. You chose to go through your car company instead of go through us first.
How long does this take you all to settle a dispute?
That would be something you have to ask your car company about, sir.
Well,
it all depends on them.
All right, I'll call the bank. We'll get a three-way call going.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Bunch of shit.